Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. And I remember one time at a meeting somewhere, a person asked me, "How many Bibles do you have?" I smiled and said, "Truthfully, I don't want to know." I really did know it was over 20. And then I had one Bible that had 26 translations in it. Not complete translations, but key phrases from various 26 translations.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But whether you've got one or 30, read it. Read your Bible. Do what it says.
That's right.
And that's the key. That's the key. And if you, it's good to have more than one because you can look up things in different translations. So
that is the truth. And a lot of times you want to open it up and see it.
That's it. As you read and meditate, the Holy Spirit reveals things to you.
That's right.
John 14:26, King James. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I've said to you. In reading the Word, have you ever noticed that you can read a passage one day and the Holy Spirit will reveal certain rich thoughts nuggets to you, and yet you read that passage again the next day, the Holy Spirit will spiritually highlight other rich thoughts nuggets. That's what's happened to us as we read Psalm 118, verses 5 and 6, 118, 5 and 6, in the New International Version. Out of my distress, I called upon the Lord. The Lord answered me, set me free, and in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me?
Wow. You know, honey, according to dictionary.com, the word distress is defined as great pain, anxiety or sorrow, acute physical or mental suffering, affliction, trouble, a state of extreme necessity, or misfortune. You know, does that definition of distress describe anything where you're at the moment? If so, you've got to know and remember it's only temporary. God didn't bring you this far to leave you in distress or in disarray. The best way out of distress is the verse that says, I called upon the Lord. That's the place to start.
Amen.
When facing adversity, the first and really the only one you need to call is the Lord God. Because you know what? You'll never get a busy signal. You won't be put on voicemail or find that there's nobody to answer. Because the scripture says he answers. In Jeremiah 33, verse 3, we call it God's phone number. It says this in the Classic Amplified. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. Fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, do not distinguish, recognize, have knowledge of, and understand. As the Lord answers your prayers, you'll feel the blinders come off, the shackles fall, and the spiritual freedom cover you from head to toe. But one thing you have to know, starting off, is that when we call upon him, sometimes we are very anxious and wrought up, and we have to make sure our spirit is quieted so we can hear his voice. And here's another rich thought. The Lord is always on your side. As the scripture says, and we have taught it before, if God be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. I think we did that one yesterday.
We did.
With the confidence that God is on our side, we have no reason to be fearful of anything or anyone. As all of this begins to happen when you call upon the Lord, right?
That's it.
Amen. When you pray,
God always answers unless the windows of heaven have closed over your life.
Mm.
If you have unforgiveness in your heart, it closes the windows of heaven. If you don't tithe, it closes the windows of heaven. If you don't give offerings, it closes the windows of heaven. If you're a carnal Christian, one foot in the world and one foot out, it closes the windows of heaven. If you're a convenient Christian, only seeking God when you need something, it closes the windows of heaven. So we have to examine our hearts and ask God to remove any and all impurities of thought and action. Ask Him to forgive us of all our unrighteousness. If our hearts are right before God when we pray, honey, He'll answer our prayers.
In Mark 11:24, very, definitely one that we use all the time. It says, "Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them." When we pray, He will answer us. He will deliver us and set us free from every attack of the enemy. But actually, it gets even better.
Yes, it
does. Lord be with all of us. In the midst of every battle, the Lord is with us. His presence will turn the tide of every skirmish we encounter. And with God on our side, our victory is at hand. Love Romans 8:31. Here we go again.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? If we're armed with the scriptural knowledge that God's on our side, that He will set us free, then we can truly say, as the verse admonishes, I will not be afraid. We can't coexist with sin, neither can fear and faith live really in the same house. The way we think, speak, and act will either reflect our fear or our faith, but not both. The scripture says that a house divided itself against itself cannot stand. James 1:6-7, Classic Amplified says, only it must be in faith that he asks, with no wavering, no hesitating, no doubting. For the one who wavers, hesitates, and doubts is like the billowing surge out at the sea that is blown hither and thither and tossed by the wind. For truly, let not such a person imagine that he will receive anything he asks from the Lord. Fear and faith cannot live in the same dwelling lest the house collapse.
It's true. And you know, earlier, honey, I was saying, if you do this, the windows of heaven are closed over you. But the point is, if you ask God to forgive you,
that's right,
they open up. Open up. James 1:6-7. James 1:6-7 in Classic Amplified.
That's actually one I was reading.
You did read that.
But you are going to read Psalm 118.
Well, yeah, I am. I'm going to say that other and lost my place. Welcome to live recordings.
That's it.
Psalm 118 should give us great and lasting confidence, regardless of the problems or circumstances we're facing. If you need encouragement, here's a confession you can make. Now adapt it and make it your own. When I pray with a pure heart, God will hear and answer my prayers. The Lord will set me free because He's with me. He'll never leave nor forsake me. I will not be afraid of anything or anyone, since they can't hurt me. Because God is for me, who can be against me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I think we shared that a few days ago.
We have.
Mm-hmm. But honey, I just really felt we need to say it again. Because this is amazing, amazing revelation and word. Hallelujah.
It is.
You know, I like the way Psalm 118:4-5 reads in the Message Bible. It says, "Pushed to the wall, I called to God. From the wide open spaces, He answered. God's now at my side. I'm not afraid. Who would dare lay a hand on me?" I remember a time when we had so much debt, things were so overwhelming. It seemed that our creditors met somewhere and carpooled coming to our house. In a time of prayer, and as you remember, we came to a revelation.
Yep.
The creditors and my enemies at the time, I came to this understanding that they could not repossess you or our children. They couldn't eat me because cannibalism is illegal.
Praise God.
So I came to a conclusion that they couldn't do anything to me, really, as long as my Heavenly Father was still on the throne. If you're hearing my voice, look out your window when you get a chance. I say this frequently. If you don't see God's throne outside, believe me, He's still on it. and His word and promises are still in full effect. They're only obsolete. Well, they make obsolete the lies of the enemy, but they also become an absolute truth. Without question, the word of God should be the only confidence that we need. Psalm 118:6, this time in the Contemporary English Bible, says, "The Lord is on my side, and I will not be afraid of what others can do to me." One last thing, and again, we did Psalm 118 sometime back. I don't remember exactly. But this is a powerful scripture, powerful psalm. Really need to meditate on it. I'm going to read it to you in three different versions. And then I'm going to show you how to personalize this scripture and make it real in your life. Psalm 118:6, New International Version. "In my anguish I cried to the Lord, and He answered me, setting me free. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" That's a good one to personalize.
It is.
In Carol's anguish, she cried to the Lord, and He answered by setting Carol free. The Lord is with Carol. She will not be afraid. What can man do to Carol? Hallelujah. Now, you can personalize that verse and just make it real to you.
Amen.
You know, in Randy's anguish, he cried to the Lord and He answered by setting Randy free. The Lord is with Randy. He will not be afraid. What can a man do to Randy? One more. Hallelujah. In Eileen's anguish, she cried to the Lord. He answered by setting Eileen free. The Lord is with her. The Lord is with Eileen. She will not be afraid. What can man do to Eileen? You understand the power of that? Hallelujah. Really focus in on Psalm 118.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this weekend, let that be the chapter that you meditate on and study. It'll bless you.
It'll strengthen you and help you travel over the potholes of life. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're just a couple days away,
three days away. From praying. Yeah,
on Labor
Friday,
Day.
Saturday, Sunday.
Monday, September 2nd.
That's it.
Praying for those who need a job, a better job, raises, promotions, bonuses, benefits. If you're self-employed, maybe increased sales, maybe increased in income and investment or retirement. We pray for you. Labor Day will be the 25th year, beginning the 25th year.
That's right.
That
yeah,
we've done
25th
this.
25th year, wow.
And just give us what we need to pray with you. Really, we've had an overwhelming
response.
We really have.
We'll be busy.
Yeah, we will.
We've started
and
early.
We've already started.
Oh, yeah.
Go to haroldherring.com/Labor Day. Fill the form out. Give us the information we need. Pray about sowing a seed. That's between you and God. But we're going to pray for you whether you do or don't. Or you can just call 817-222-0011. 817-222-0011. And when the recording stops, leave us your information. Remember to make it concise, because a lot of people are going to be calling in. Mm-hmm. Already have been. Well, if you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. The top where it says, "Sow a seed." Just ask God what seed He'd have you sow. Do what He says. That's all we ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.